Brandon Dolan, new sheriff's in town. The sheriff's in town. Paul Ross usually occupies this space. I believe Paul does. But Paul's no good. He was just no good. He's had a go. And in the end...
We were called in
and they said, seriously, Paul's just... It's just not happening for Paul, you know, and the guy, he's coming in. So they said, Dan Woodges. So that's why we're here. And, you know, and I don't like to tread on any toes, but Paul Ross, who used to do the show, he wasn't any good at it. And so they dragged us in. So a lot of people are listening. And Paul had his following. It was, you know, up to a point, he had a following, and they're calling in a lot and saying, "Where's Paul?" Well, we've got to tell you that Paul was no good at it, and so they've asked us to come in and do this, and we're gonna give this a whack.
That's I wonder if one of Paul's listeners might be Michael from King's College London. Michael has faxed us.
Oh, Michael, that's his caller. Yeah, that's he calls it a lot. Michael,
0541 5969.
I should imagine.
Hi there, compliments on the season and a happy Easter in advance. Yeah. The way you guys started the show was a bit crap. Anyway, I hope you guys are going to take more calls and chat less amongst yourself, because we listeners make this show what it is without you. Would not have a show.
You see, there's the thing. You see, Paul is nothing if not ingenuous. Would often say, "You make the show, you know. Without you, we're nothing," which, as we know, is trash. That's the first fallback of a bad DJ. And you say, "It's your show," and if I was a listener, I'd say, "No, mate, no. It's your show. Entertain me, or I'll go somewhere else." Which is the privilege of a listener. But the idea that it's the listener's show, I just think is ludicrous. Anyway, but
we thought you were joking, myself and Laurie, when you said that in Gorillas in the Mist, there were chimpanzees dressed up as gorillas.
Yeah.
And now, a person not adjacent to myself, my girlfriend, who worked on the bloody film, and
she's one of Paul's listeners, she likes Paul's show.
But yes, and she's waiting for him to come on right now, I'm sure. Yeah. She just phoned in to say that they were called Lucky and Bongo, the two chimpos who were dressed up.
That's right.
And because chimps have pink faces, they had to wear makeup as well. They blacked out their faces.
I didn't want to get into detail, because you're looking at me as if to say, "Well, it's a nice idea, but not one of your best." But it's true, chimpanzees were required to dress up in gorilla
Lucky
suits
and
for the
Bongo.
Film.
I'm really confused about this.
Because I worked at Longleat with the two monkeys when they came home.
I didn't do pantomime with them as well.
You don't need to twist this thing. The monkeys were dressed up as gorillas.
But this, of course, we actually enjoyed this, because we've had that campaign going for years now. All animals are here for our entertainment. And the funniest of all animals is...
Well,